This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with these two.
Arvini Braj.
And Christine Wong.
For a few more minutes yet, we're talking about what's your initial approach to working with a slacker. We have people voting over on Twitter, people answering the question over on Instagram. And of course, if you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, do so. Have the numbers changed a little bit, Arv?
Slightly. Communicate directly is at 45.1%, 27.8% saying they're the slacker, 16.7% escalate to supervisor or HR, and 10.4% for pick up their slack. My sire says, if the slacker does not improve after being told, a change of environment for the slacker might be more effective.
Chris, anything over on Instagram?
On Instagram, we've got Ronald Vind, who says that they would communicate directly, and Borneo Craft, who says, pick up their slack. I know. I just want a peaceful working environment, even if that's what it means.
Referring back to the bus courier service, Stephen has said, hi there, BFM. Regarding to the express bus courier service, it's actually not a new service. And he's still typing, so I'm expecting more coming in just a few moments. Whilst Stephen is typing, let's get on to our final story of the day. Chris.
Just a little bit of a public service announcement here. You may have received a message over the break recently that went a little bit viral on social media that stated that applications for the AstraZeneca vaccine, the new batch, is open to all in Malaysia. I'm afraid to inform you that that is fake. That message. So this is according to the COVID-19 Vaccine Supply Access Guarantee Special Committee, also known as JKJAV. It said in a statement that the link, which is a legitimate link, by the way, which is vaccinecovid.gov.my/n/register that went viral. It is a legitimate link, but it is for the National COVID-19 Immunization Program, not for the AstraZeneca vaccine. Essentially, if you are not yet registered with MySejahtera or do not have the app or can't have the app for any reason, you can sign up for the immunization program through that link. So a legit link, but wrong information. The committee also advised the public to be cautious of viral messages and to only obtain verified information through the committee's official social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, which is at JKJAVMY. So that's at JKJAVMY. Now, obviously, people were excited and this went viral because the government did open voluntary registration for AstraZeneca vaccines to eligible individuals aged 18 years and above. And the vaccination process began on May 5th. And there's been talk of a new batch coming in soon. According to Banama, the National COVID-19 Immunization Program Coordinating Minister, Khairi Jamaluddin, said that there will be more opt-in registration for AstraZeneca vaccines, and it will be opened for residents in the Klang Valley and several other states. But an announcement will be made soon. It hasn't happened yet, but it will be soon. Hang in there, guys.
Rumours say it's supposed to be sometime this week, right?
Yep.
Rumours. Those are the rumours.
Rumours only. Going back quickly, Stephen has finished typing. Okay. Thank you, Stephen. He's gone on to say, this is regarding the bus courier service. He said, if you're sending large items across the states, it's much cheaper and faster to send an item across rather than courier service. It only takes 8 hours to send them from JB to Penang, and you can collect your item once the bus has landed at the destination bus station. It's very useful to send perishable items like vegetables and meats. His mum used to send him homegrown veggies when he was studying at university back then. So my mum would drop the item at the JB bus station at night before the bus departs, and he'll collect it from the Ipoh bus station in the morning the next day. If he were to use the courier service, it would probably take 2 to 3 days.
Well, interesting. Nice. Interesting.
I never knew about that. Yeah. So of course, it makes perfect sense.
It does.
I just didn't know that you could do that. Well, there you go. Thanks very much for that, Stephen. Okay, time for us to wrap up for the day. Because we've been talking about slackers, and the question we posed was, what is your initial approach to working with a slacker? We had four options. The options were...
escalate to supervisor or HR, which is at 16.7%. Communicate directly at 45.1%. Pick up their slack at 10.4%. And I'm the slacker at 27.8%.
27.8%.
Yeah, I thought it would be like a tiny percentage.
Right.
For that 27.8%, know that you are causing the 10.4% to have really high blood pressure.
Any updates on Instagram before we wrap up?
On Instagram, no updates. People seem to be pretty split.
Okay, well, let's have a quick rundown of what we talked about today then. Let's start off with that story of where you got it from and why you spoke about it.
It was from Harvard Business Review, and they were just breaking down how you should deal with the situation if you find yourself working with a quote-unquote slacker.
All right, and then the next story, of course, was how some bus operators are offering courier services, something that I thought was a brand new service, but according to Stephen, apparently it is not.
It's not.
Very interesting stuff to find out that you can ship an item, a motorcycle, in fact, for 210 ringgit from one side of the country to another.
Yeah.
That's very cheap.
That is.
And then, of course, we wrapped up with
how, no, the AstraZeneca registrations are not open yet again, but do hang in there.
Right. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally listen to it from. We recommend the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Listen back to it at your leisure. Take your time. Have a listen. Don't slack off. Anyway, that's time for us to wrap up for the day. But coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. Charles Kenny, the author of The Plague Cycle, The Unending War Between Humanity and Infectious Diseases, discussed the effectiveness of some measures to fight the pandemic and how global rules like in patents and aid giving could be rewritten to foster more equitable development and a more even response in managing crises across the world. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. On behalf of Arvin Yuvaraj, Christine Wong, and myself, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow here on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.